Okay, so as Saeed said, I'm Mr. Lawrence Smith, and I'm the director of UCL's new space domain. Many of you know me already. I have the great honour to be chairing this this seminar. It's going to be a challenge for me, in as much as I depend entirely on the speakers to keep to time. I'm not looking at anybody, but I have a two-minute warning, which I will offer if you're getting close to the mark. If you see me stand up, panic. Because I'm about to come and drag you off the stage. That's okay. If speakers finish slightly before their time, there will be time for your question. Otherwise, we'll have a panel session where we can the speakers will be available to take questions. I'd just like to just reflect just on the nature of it. 50 years, I'm old enough to just about remember the Sputnik launch. I vaguely remember it, very vaguely, certainly. I don't actually remember the signing of the treaty as a sort of a 15-year-old, but I'm sure it was going on about the time. It seems to have been a long time. A lot of things have happened. I think my reflection of it, of course, is that space engagement with space began from our interest in intercontinental ballistic missiles. The first thing in space was the V-2 rocket, and all the early drivers were nuclear weapons on warheads. The Space Treaty stopped the proliferation of nuclear weapons into orbit, and the world would be a very different place, probably a much more radioactive place, if that sort of thing hadn't happened. So a bit of common sense appeared at just the right moment, and we should all be very grateful. It's enabled and provided a framework for our exploitation of space, and we are, of course, now completely dependent on it. Many of us got here today only by virtue of our sat navs, etc. So that's very good. I just have to say, though, that space has been in our DNA for a long time. Although it's 50 years since the signing of the Outer Space Treaty, Star Trek started before that, actually, on the TV. So it's been 51 years since the beginning of Star Trek. So it's been around a long time, and it's in our genes already. I'd like to begin the session then immediately with asking Gerard Brachet to join us on the stage. I think already been introduced, I won't introduce you again, but
okay. Well, thank you. Good afternoon. Well, first of all, Serge Platard told me that I had 45 minutes, and then coming in I discovered that I only had 30 minutes. But that's okay, because there is one part of my presentation which I can skip. In the interest of keeping time. So let's open the presentation. First of all, thank you to Alain and to Sarah for inviting me to give this introductory speech, and I'm going to go straight into the matter. I'm not a legal person, and in fact, I will make a presentation on the legal aspect of